Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that school bell, I hope you say, oh, I need to go get my Bible and take my seat and turn up my radio and listen to this Bible class that we're having. We're studying about Mary and Martha. And in just a moment, I'm going to complete a story that I began reading in our last class session about that time that Jesus went into the house of Mary and Martha after they had been grieving over the death of their brother Lazarus, and how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. We'll begin reading in just a moment in John chapter 11 and verse 17. Now, while you're turning there in your Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, as we come to our study, we see that Mary and Martha had sent for Jesus while Lazarus was sick. And Jesus initially told his disciples that Lazarus was asleep. And they thought that by asleep meant he was resting. But then Jesus plainly told them that Lazarus was dead. And Jesus decided he would go to them. Now, the disciples had warned Jesus, says, Jesus, weren't those the ones? You're going right there where there were those that were just wanting to stone you. And Jesus decided, well, that's true, but that's where we're going to see Lazarus. And then we read in John chapter 11 in verse 16, Thomas, therefore, who is called Didymus, said unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Now, I'm going to begin reading John chapter 11 and verse 17. And the text says this, So when Jesus came, he found that he had been in the tomb 4 days already. That's Lazarus in the tomb. Now, Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary still sat in the house. Martha therefore said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And even now I know that whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, God will give thee. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth on me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord. I have believed that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, even he that cometh into the world. And when she had said this, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The teacher is here, and calleth thee. And she, when she heard it, arose quickly and went unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come to the village, but was still in the place where Martha met him. The Jews, who were with her in the house and were consoling her, when they saw Mary, that she rose quickly and went out, followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Mary, therefore, when she came where Jesus was and saw him, fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus, therefore, saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping who came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, Behold, how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not this man who opened the eyes of him that was blind have caused that this man should not die? Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time the body decayeth, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou believest, thou shouldest see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou heardest me. And I knew that thou heardest me always, but because of the multitude that standeth around, I said it, that they might believe that thou didst sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, Loose him and let him go. Many therefore of the Jews who came to Mary and beheld that which he did, believed on him. Now that certainly gives us some insight of the relationship Jesus had with Mary and Martha. It is not stated that Martha was the oldest of the three, but that is indicated by the order of their names in John 11 and by Luke's reference here to her house and her work. In John 11 and verse 1, Mary's name is mentioned first, it seems, because the anointing referred to had made her more prominent. Owning her own home, the guest at Lazarus' funeral, the family burying place, and the costly ointment used in anointing Jesus all indicate that this family was in good financial circumstances. But now let's read about Martha being cumbered about much serving. We read in Luke chapter 10, verses 40 and 41, But the Lord answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art anxious. Verse 40. But Martha was cumbered about much, saying, and she came up to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister did leave me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. But the Lord answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art anxious and troubled about many things. Martha appears to have been the head of the household. She was energetic and cumbered about much serving. The margin says that she was distracted. Jesus said to her, Martha, Martha, repeating, it seems, for emphasis, Thou art anxious and troubled about many things to eat, many things to do, all the many things that go about in entertaining a guest, as many women who in their households understand and know. He said this after Martha had asked him, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister did leave me alone to serve? He added, But one thing is needful, one thing to eat. Why be troubled and anxious now about so many things to eat and so much entertaining and serving? The Shunammite woman and her husband built for Elijah a little chamber and placed in it a bed, a table, a seat, and a candlestick, for which Elisha was grateful, and that was sufficient. Let me read to you that story in 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 8 through 15. From the Old Testament we read, And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was, that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God that passeth by us continually. Let us make, I pray thee, a little chamber on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a seat, and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said unto Gehazi his servant, Call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, Say now to her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? What dost thou be spoken of for the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Verily she hath no son, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he had called her, she stood at the door. And he said, At this season, when the time cometh around, thou shalt embrace a son. Well, much like this great Shunammite woman of the Old Testament, Martha was caring for Jesus. While Jesus was in the flesh, he was tired and sleepy and hungry and distressed and persecuted, and he sought rest and food in a quiet and godly home amid congenial and loving friends. The weary and persecuted servants of God today long for the same. Such a home is far better than a worldly hotel. About what, can we suppose, did Martha, Mary, Lazarus, and Jesus talk during his stay at different times in the peaceful home? Well, Mary chose the good part. We read in Luke chapter 10 and in verse 42, But one thing is needful, Jesus said, for Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary was retiring and reflective. Jesus said to Martha that Mary chose the good part that shall not be taken away from her. This was not to be idle and indifferent to household duties, but to hear from Jesus the word of God in the way of salvation while she had the opportunity. Hence, she sat at the Lord's feet and heard his words. This is the greatest and best thing on earth that one can do. No home affairs or business matters should be allowed to interfere with one's study and practice of the word of Jesus. Mary showed her great devotion to Jesus and his work in taking the lead of the family in anointing him. Let us now consider that anointing from Mark chapter 14. We read in Mark chapter 14 in verse 3, And while he was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, he sat at meat. And there came a woman having an alabaster curse of ointment of pure nard, very costly. And she brake the curse and poured it over his head. This feast was given, and this anointing occurred in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper. Simon was a common name, and it is not known who this Simon was. Several different Simons are mentioned in the New Testament. Jesus dined with another Simon early in his ministry in Galilee, when a sinful woman washed his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair and anointed them with ointment. But that was not the Simon of our lesson, and that woman was not Mary. This incident, though, is so similar to what we're going to read about in the book of Mark that I think it would be good to go back and read it again. It is found in Luke chapter 7, and beginning in verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he entered into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman who was in the city, a sinner. And when she knew that he was sitting at the feet in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster curse of ointment. And standing behind at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees that had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have perceived who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth Jesus, for she was a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto Simon, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And Simon said, Teacher, say on. A certain lender had two debtors, the one owed 5 shillings and the other 50.